and they was very they was very long, lengthy sermons to children. Mm-hmm. You see, they'd wear out. Children would wear out before he'd get through, and they always liked to see him get through. Mm-hmm. They just get wore out at it. But the older folks wanted to know what they was going for. Mm-hmm. Why, they'd sit there and enjoy it right on all the way through, and then get up and come out and talk about what a fine sermon they had, don't you see? Mm-hmm. But the kids, they got pretty worn. Mm-hmm. They wore out.
Did you have a piano or organ?
Organ, and then the piano. Piano ain't very old in churches. Mm-hmm. Especially country churches. Mm-hmm. Now they had them in the cities, in the towns, you know, mm-hmm. a good bit before they got them in the country. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, their organs was from, well, I done got grown and married before our church ever got a piano. Mm-hmm. But I think organs about played out. I don't hardly ever see a hear tell them. Now we had an organ in our home, mm-hmm. and it got burned up. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Was it, I guess it was one that, did it have pipes like this on the
floor? No, just a regular peddler. You had to peddle.
And it had a lot of things you pull out on the...
Yeah. That was what I would call an old-timey organ. Uh-huh. Now they had a church organ. And then they had one for their homes. Now that one for the homes had quite a bit of furniture in it, you know. It come on up here, you know, and had a mirror and all in it, you know. It was pretty well, it was a nice piece of furniture as well as music, don't you see? Well, a church organ, it was low, mm-hmm. and you could stand all around it, don't you see? Mm-hmm. But you could set it out in the middle of the floor. But you take one that you buy for your home, mm-hmm. you had to put it upside the wall, of course.
Yeah.
But there was a difference in the two organs. There was one of them a regular church organ.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of fences might you have around here?
Well, they use electric fence now, but I was raised up with rail fence. They split these rails, cut logs, and split these rails, mm-hmm. and built rail fences. Well, they began to give out, and they went to using wire. And since they've got stop laws, as the wire rocks, as the fence goes down, they let them stay down. Mm-hmm. But now I was raised to rail fence. Mm-hmm. And you ever see a rail fence?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Could you tell me a little bit about it? of a rail fence, how would you go about building it and making it?
Well, you see, all your timber, some of it would make a big rail, mm-hmm. some of it would be a small rail, some of it middle size. It was all size reasonable. Mm-hmm. Well, you put these little rails, they call that your worm. Mm-hmm. And you know, you laid one here and you laid one here. They had it, they called it fence jam sand. Mm-hmm. You know, it went in and out. Mm-hmm. And the reason they put them little rails at the bottom, so they make little cracks so the pigs couldn't go through. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then them heaviest rails, as you come on up, them top rails was the heaviest rails that you got out of that piece of timber. That was where it'd be heavy so nothing would push it over, don't you see? Mm-hmm. But a whole field, that whole field, of course, it wasn't as big a field then that they are now. Mm-hmm. Man had a 25-acre field. Well, that was a good farm them days, mm-hmm. when I was growing up. Well, now then, you see, one man can, well, at my age, mm-hmm. I can tend 100 acres of land, mm-hmm. and gather at my age, don't you see?
Yeah.
As long as I got my health, I'm trying to tell you, I'm able to do it. Mm-hmm.